Hello and welcome to the Integrity Ireland public website. The Integrity Ireland Group has two main objectives. Firstly, to encourage openness, transparency and justice in the institutions of the Irish state, especially in the areas of policing, the legal profession and the courts. And secondly, to serve as a practical and moral support network for wronged citizens. Ireland is in a mess. We are told that we are living in a functioning democracy, but we're not. We live in a country where business is done on the basis of who you know, not what you know. In a corporate and political culture beset with corruption, nepotism and cronyism, friends and colleagues get special treatment and far too many brown envelopes change hands. The problem is endemic in an overblown civil service where promotion often comes on the basis of loyalty to one's superiors or because of special favours done and received, and not necessarily on one's ability to do the job or on any supposed concept of public service. Indeed, it could reasonably be argued that most people in influential positions within the machinery of the state have arrived in those coveted positions not because of their individual personal integrity or because they are sterling examples of public service, but rather because they know when to turn a blind eye and they know better than to rock the boat. In this manner, certain vested interests and various connected persons have been getting away with appalling abuses of our laws and our constitution, and no one in authority seems willing to tackle the problem. Most disturbing of all, perhaps, is when we see the very same attitudes and practices amongst our lawmakers, within our police force, and in the courts. The Constitution states that every citizen is equal under the law. But the truth is that there is an enormous divide between those in privileged or connected positions and the ordinary citizen. Simply put, the law is not being applied fairly, justly or equitably. Rules are routinely bent and twisted to accommodate special interests, while ordinary citizens are targeted, exploited and abused. Our hard-won constitution has become a tool of oppression for the powers that be, to be deployed or ignored at will. In this manner, crimes are being committed against ordinary citizens on a routine basis, often by the very persons who are entrusted with upholding the law. As we have seen in the various scandals of recent years, this rot extends well into the corridors of power, where none of the so-called statutory oversight bodies, including the various regulators, the ombudsman, the government, the tribunals or the courts, seem overly concerned with holding anyone in authority properly to account. Why would they, when so many of these government-appointed officials are themselves waist-deep in similar activities? As long as you are connected or have friends in high places, it seems, you can apparently act with impunity, safe in the knowledge that your colleagues have got your back. But what happens when these underhanded activities by the authorities become actual criminal acts? Who do we turn to then? What does a law-abiding citizen do when he seeks protection from the Gardaí or a solution in the courts, only to find the same underhanded practices at work? What does an isolated citizen do when even the supposed statutory oversight bodies collude in these criminal cover-ups? Well, first and foremost, don't go it alone. There is strength in unity and strength in truth. Join Integrity Ireland and help us help you. Thank you for listening.